Yeah, that right there was Mystical with the Man Right Here. I wanted to kick it off with this episode with something a little rebellious, a little rough, because I want you to think about your credit and your finances like a soldier, because I do firmly believe that economics is definitely the center of the revolution, is the center of your plan for advancement and success. It is truly the way that you can create the life that you really want to. Because yes, it is great to have the focus and determination that a lot of people speak about, but you can't get much done if you don't have your finances in order. Now, getting your finances in order is a lot easier than people think. It does not require that you act like you're basically a servant or a slave to paying off these bills. It doesn't mean that at all. So these are the tips and tricks that are gonna allow you to get ahead financially without having to bust your own butt in the process. In episode 1, we talked about the credit traps to avoid. Be sure to check that out because you need to stay away from those three things if you are wanting to set up a foundation that will be sustainable for you economically. In episode 2, we spoke about taking your student loans and turning them into an asset instead of a hindrance. And remember, that method in episode 2 should not cost you very much. The minimum payment would be $5 a month. The maximum is something based on your income, but it's still negotiable. The great thing about these student loan providers is that most of the servicers are open to negotiating with you on payments per month. So set something that is easily manageable for you. And remember that every time you're making those monthly payments on your student loans, you're basically paying and investing in yourself for your future. What we're going to be talking about, not necessarily today, but in the coming up episodes, about how you can utilize your credit to make money. So we're still talking about the credit repair and credit rebuilding, because before you can start making money with your credit, you've got to have a solid foundation to stand on. So after you are working on your student loans, or for those of you who don't have to deal with defaulted or delinquent student loans, this next episode here, episode 3, is going to be for you. I strongly advise starting off with an account on creditkarma.com. Make sure that you have it so you can monitor your progress. Yes, you're going to hear from people that it's not a FICO score, it's going to be a Vantage score, but the Vantage score will give you an indication of the trends related to your credit score. Are your scores going up? Are they staying the same? Are they going down? You can monitor it week to week. So set up your Credit Karma account. They will send you weekly reminders to check your score, and they will also notify you anytime something changes. Changes in balances, changing in addresses, changes if someone tries to apply for credit under your name. You need to know these things. Also, it allows you to see the accounts and whether they're in good or bad standing, and you can monitor your process that way. So go ahead and start setting up with creditkarma.com. Another thing that you need to set up, the second thing that you need to set up, is an account with a credit union. I strongly advise the usage of federal credit unions. You want a credit union that has been in existence for years and years and years, not something that's brand new that has just been started up. You want something where the bankers have a wealth of experience, where they are concerned about your future, and they are going to be just as excited as you are whenever you achieve your financial and economic goals. So go ahead and get started with a credit union. Now, some of you may say, well, I don't want to start off with a credit union. They don't have enough locations. Well, most federal credit unions, the federally insured and backed credit unions, are affiliated as sister branches or family branches or whatever you want to call it. And so you can actually access your information from ATMs on any other credit unions in the federal system. And there is a website that your credit union should be able to give you access to where you can actually pull up your sister branches. So don't let that be a reason to not get into the credit unions. Credit unions are an asset. They are more likely to give you credit, which is then allowed for you to actually grow your credit. So what kind of credit should you start up with a credit union? You can get small personal loans with them. Go ahead and get one of those and pay it off. The credit unions are more likely to make a credit decision on you based on your own history with them. So if you get a small personal loan, you make consistent payments once or twice a month, then in a year's time, you can go ahead and get a line of credit or a small credit card. Now, if you get a credit card, you want it to be a small balance credit card. You don't want it to be anything extensive, nothing more than $1,000. The rule with credit cards is that you should maintain 30% or less credit utilization. The good little sweet spot is 15 to 30%. So what does that mean? Well, it means that you're only going to use between 15% to 30% of the allowed balance. So if you get a $1,000 credit card, you only want to charge $150 to $300 each, you know, at a time, and you want to keep it below that 300 mark where you're paying on it to keep it below that amount. Credit utilization is one of the major, major hardening factors, has great method of, has great, great sense of impact on your credit score. You can check more information on Credit Karma about that. They will let you know that your credit utilization has high impact. So you definitely want to have some credit utilization. You definitely don't want to have too much. So when you start up that account with the credit unions, you want to have a small personal loan, which you pay off, and get a line of credit or a credit card and only use 15 to 30% of that allowable balance. What that does is drastically boost up your score. So what are the timing of all of this? Well, in episode 2, I told you about how to get your student loans right. And I told you the credit traps to avoid in episode 1. What you want to do is you want to go ahead and start processing the student loan strategy at the same time that you start the strategies in this video. Episode 2 and episode 3 should be done concurrently. Do not pause between the two because they actually work in conjunction. This is the reason why in 1 year, when your student loans are good within those 6 to 9 months and you've got that student loan, that personal loan paid off, and you started up with that credit card with your bank, that's why it takes 1 year to see the massive boost of approximately 100 points in your credit score, sometimes more than that. So go ahead and listen to episode 2, listen to episode 1, and get this process started. Remember, like I said, your economic situation is the foundation of the revolution. It is what will make us be able to live the lives that we want, to build the lives that we want, and to set up our kids' futures and our grandkids' futures so that we can expand on what our ancestors have given to us. That is the goal of this. This is Word of a Rebel.